back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today I'm taking you to the Galapagos Islands and with my friend and naturalist and tour guide that I had with me when I visited the Galapagos Islands, and that was Miguel. So let's pick right back up with more conversation about what it's like to visit the Galapagos Islands with Miguel as your tour guide. Tell the listeners a little bit about what the tours are like. So some of the tours we have wet landings and some dry landing. So explain exactly what that is, what that means.
Yeah, well, you know, when the tourists arrive the first day, I explain, you see, which is going to be, let's say, the system on board. And one of the most of the boats we have, 6:30 in the afternoon, the guests, you see, they have to be in the main room because the guys are preparing a briefing. A briefing is what we're going to see tomorrow, or where we're going, how many hours will take us from the place where we are to our next point. And the landing time, the landing away, for example, if we're going to land on the beach, sometimes the tourists, they have already the shoes, you see, on the small boat, on the Zodiac. And I say, listen, this is a wet landing. Wet landing means that we're going to disembark on the water, okay? So maybe the first time is a little bit complicated, but you know, the next day they know that wet landing means that, you know, you don't take any shoes, or you take, you know, water shoes or sandals. And dry landing is when we land on the rocks, or I cannot say on the landing area, because even on the islands where we land, the national park hasn't built a landing area, because we want to keep, you see, even the landing area, you know, in a natural way. So we land on the lava, on the rocks, close to the animals. We don't want to change our landscape, building, you know, like a stair, things like that. Some islands they have, but I think the 90% of the islands don't have any construction on the landing area. Is a natural landing, right on the beach, on the water, or directly on the lava blocks.
Very easy to do that. I mean, you just hop right off the boat, and like you said, you, after a day or two, you really get accustomed to it. You know exactly what to do.
I'm working already here, you know, a few years, let's say 15, 20 years. When we see the tourists, you know, in our first hiking, we have already, you see, a profile of our tourists. We know already which one can walk very well, which one can make a long walk, or when we're going for a snorkeling, you see, we see already which one can go swim with the shark, who is scary about shark, you see. Or when you have a group and you talk about sharks, people get scared. They say, what shark, you see? But then you explain that Galapagos is the only place in the world where, when you say sharks, everybody jump off the Zodiac to the water to see them, because even the shark that we have a cliche information that is a bad one, the sharks here are very friendly, very tame. They go away from the groups. You can swim after them, you can swim close to them, and they won't do any harm. We realize exactly, even what kind of, watching the face of the tourists, what kind of question they're going to make. It's very interesting, because we were already here like 15 and 20 years.
So you know exactly how to read them. But now, Miguel, tell me then, tell the listeners a little bit about some of the things that they can do. So sort of the walking tours, but there's also snorkeling, and what are some of the other things? We went kayaking one day.
Yeah, you see, especially the boat where we are right now, our boat, Dominica, which is the Spanish name, that we have, you see, multiple activities. For example, I say, we're going for a hiking, and after the hiking, we have a snorkeling activity. If somebody say, I don't want to snorkeling for any reason, we respect that, but we give the people options. We say, you don't want to snorkeling, okay, but I have a boat ride for you, and I have kayak for you, or if you want, you can come with me to the snorkeling area, and you just can see, you know, how it looks like, so next time you can come with me. So people, they have options. We don't want our guests to stay on board. It's very nice, the boat. The boat, you know, it invites you to stay here, but you came here to see the animals, the wildlife, and that's what we try to do all the time. Keep you busy, you see, in contact. Can be kayaking. When you kayak, you can see the sea lions closer, or the sea turtles in the water. When you do a snorkeling, you can see so many things under the water. You don't belong anymore to the world outside. You belong to the sea world. You see amazing things, sharks, octopi, you see puffer fish, parrot fish, so many butterfly fish, angel fish. So there are so many things to see, and there are places where you have to avoid the sea turtle. You swim, you have to avoid them. There are so many sea turtles, and so tame that they look at you and it's like nothing. They're still swimming very, very calm. They don't swim away. So it's very interesting to see the activities that we have for our guests here.
What would you suggest then for someone who is really interested in coming to the Galapagos? They're not sure which itinerary to do. Should they do only 5 days or should they do 2 weeks? Do you have sort of a favorite for that first time person coming to the Galapagos?
When you really love the animals, you want to see more and more. I have seen people here when they have 5 days tour, they want to do 3 or 4 more days. Say, Miguel, I want to do 5 more days. Can I pay for that? You see, I want to stay because I thought that 5 days were enough. And I say, let's see if we have room for you, because don't forget that the people book all the time the Galapagos, yeah. You see, but sometimes they are lucky and they can stay 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days here. A tour 8 days is okay. Sometimes prefer 5 days. Our tour here are 6 days, I think 6 days. According to the itineraries, our 6 days, you see, are amazing because every day you see a lot of birds, you have a lot of activities. I think 6 days, 7 days could be enough for somebody who wants to have experience on the Galapagos. Then, you know, 10 days, 12 days, it's up to you if you really, you know, want to know more about the species, if you are passionate. But I would say that after the 10 days, you see a little bit the same thing, but always there is something that will surprise you in the Galapagos. 6 days on the Dominicas, you will enjoy that.
Yes. I can vouch for that for sure.
For us as the guys, our goal is, you know, to preserve the animal here, to preserve the things that we have here. And our second goal is that people, guests like you that are coming from far away, and they give us, you see, the chance, the pleasure to work for them. When we are on the hiking, for us, it's not a work. It's, you know, it's a honor, it's a privilege, you know, to show you our country, that we are proud, you know, of having, you see, such a nature. So it's not really a job. We enjoy our job a lot.
Well, Miguel, is there anything else that you'd like to add that I have not asked you about?
Well, you see, Galapagos is beautiful. There are many, many places in the world that you can go. You can go to Fiji, Maldives, you see Seychelles, you see. But the only thing I can tell you is when the people are coming to the Galapagos, the expectations they have, believe me, these are the own words. They said, Miguel, what I've seen here, you see, fill up my expectation. I didn't expect to see what I have seen here. I expect a little bit less, but I'm very happy to have come to the Galapagos, and I would suggest people come here to one of the last paradise that we have, you see, on the world. So come to Galapagos and you won't leave the islands disappointed. You will leave the island with a big smile and satisfied, you see, to have come to the Galapagos Island.
Stop dreaming about it and just come on. It's time to come and see it for yourself.
Yeah. For many people, you see, believe me, it's a golden dream to come here. I have heard from people that, Miguel, I was 5 years old when I heard, you know, once Galapagos. I think, you know, every human, every person in the world, once in your life, you listen about Galapagos, because when you are in the high school or a school, elementary school, or when you are a child, if you hear about Darwin, right away you hear Galapagos. Or if you hear Galapagos, you hear Darwin, but nobody escaped from that world. So then begins the dream for you, Galapagos Island.
Yeah. Wow, that's just so exciting for me to actually relive as well my time on the Galapagos Islands. I mean, everything from blue-footed boobies to sea lions to all of the beautiful topography of the landscape there too. Galapagos Islands, that's your dream vacation. Check out the website of latintrails.com and you can start booking your tour right now. Back in a few moments here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.